David Subi is the DFL candidate for Minnesota House District 2B. This northwestern Minnesota district includes Mahnomen, Clearwater, and Becker counties, and towns like Callaway and Fauston in the edge of Detroit Lakes. David Subi, thanks for being with us today. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
So, the big question, why are you running for office?
You know, I've answered that a lot of times, and we decided to run for this position mostly to because we didn't want Steve Green to go unopposed, and I don't think that's the democratic way democracy should be won. But you know, the more I've traveled around this district, which is such a huge district, as you mentioned, and we put on a lot of miles going up to every corner and area, we really have. It, you know, after, especially when I had seen that the reservation, you know, the White Earth Indian Reservation is totally in the district, and it encompasses 45% of the district, and we've just seen the needs that are just so unique on the reservation, and, you know, those needs really need immediate attention. And so more and more I've just gotten away from saying we were running because Steve Green needs to be unopposed. We've become so much more enlightened by the needs of the district. And so we're glad we're doing it. We just think that there's needs that are not being attended to here.
Well, that leads to my next question. So if I had to limit you to two, what would you say the priorities are that you would work on at the state capitol for your constituents?
My main priority has been the living wage. I ran a concrete contracting business for 43 years, and I really found that to have loyal and hardworking employees, you absolutely have to pay them a living wage. But it all comes back to you. I found that by paying a living wage, their workers worked harder. They felt more respected. They felt like they were valued members of a team. And, you know, I watched over those years, I watched a lot of my employees get married, have children and have families and bought houses, and they became active members of their communities. And really, that's really what life is all about. And so that earning a living wage is just, it's one of the priorities, and it's something that just establishes, you know, important bonds in our community, I believe. I think another priority has been the health care. If I had to limit to two, I'd have to choose between health care and child care and education. I'm not sure how I would either. I know they're all absolutely intricately intertwined, even with the living wage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Childcare is a huge part of a living wage in the economy of places in greater Minnesota.
Absolutely. It's really very simple. No childcare, no workers. No childcare, no workers, no economic recovery. It really doesn't, it's not that hard to figure out, but no matter how qualified you are for a job, you can't take it if you don't feel secure around leaving your children in a safe environment. And you know, it's so true that the person that has to give up their job is just about always the woman in the family, and that just is really so hard. It's just so unfair. Once you've gotten out of the workforce, it's hard to get back in, and so it just really is not fair to women.
Yeah, and I think it's also unfair to the workplaces of northern Minnesota that there are less women in those workplaces as well.
Absolutely. It all runs, it's a trickle-up theory instead of that trickle-down theory. I think it's just giving the living wage, everything starts to move up, the communities thrive, everybody does better when everybody's getting a better standard of living.
We're talking with David Subi. He is the DFL candidate for Minnesota House District 2B. So we are still in the midst of a pandemic. What are your thoughts on how the state of Minnesota has handled this? And how, not that you can answer this, no one can at this point, but how will the economy and local businesses recover?
Boy, isn't that the question of the day. I think that I truly believe that Governor Walz is doing the very best he can. I know there's this big debate over his powers during this thing. And I really wish the legislature wasn't being held up because of that, for finishing their bonding issues and their general fund issues. The cases, I believe, are slowing down. It's because the mandates for things like masks. And I just believe that Governor Walz, following the science, you know, I attended the University of Minnesota and I graduated with a degree in chemistry, so I really feel strongly about science. And in my mind, it's always that you have to follow the science in this. You can't follow your heart. I wish you could, but you can't in a pandemic.
You know, over the years, as I've talked to legislators in Greater Minnesota, which I suppose Greater Minnesota is what they call us. We don't necessarily use that term. But one of the big things is going to St. Paul and getting across rural issues that are going on. How would you approach this if you are elected?
That's a great, great question too. I don't know how to, I know they have trouble getting money out here, but one of the things that, if it was possible, I would really like to convince the more metropolitan legislators that they just have to come out to an area like District 2B, see what's going on. Every Saturday, we go on what we call a whistle stop campaign, where we drive through the eastern half of the eastern part. Park Rapids is what I call the eastern part of the district. And we go up and down the streets of Park Rapids with our pulling a trailer with my sign. And then we head back and meet up with some people on the west side. And that trip, that is such a trip that you go up through Callaway and Ogama and Waban and through Manoman, and we go over to the Rice Lake community and through Natawash and through White Earth. And I think if those legislators from the cities could come up and see what's going on in this, the needs are so incredible in some of those areas, I think that might make a difference to have them actually see it in person.
Before we go, what are the biggest economic drivers in House District 2B, would you say?
Well, you know, of course we have the farming is a huge economic driver, but just small businesses, I think, are the lifeblood, really, of the country. You know, I consider myself a small business, but, you know, the 85% of the businesses in the United States, small businesses have fewer than 10 employees. And so those are the ones that need help. I think there's lots of legislative things that we could do to help those small businesses raise minimum wage. If it was through tax credits or some other kind of legislation, I think there's things that would help do that. And so we could keep people in the district with better education. I think that with pre-K and childcare, we could help people, you know, that benefits from that, and from the investment in pre-K and childcare are so incredible, where you have children with less trouble, higher graduation rates, and children going, more students going on to higher education. I think that would all help improve a community. And if you could, I know they're doing it. I've talked to so many principals and superintendents, and they're trying to get more tech subjects into the high school, so that they're being trained for the jobs that are needed here. There's a lot of businesses that need people that have the training for the training of crafts, like I was a, I consider myself a craftsman, so that the I know how important those things are, the crafts, and the if we had better broadband in our district, we would have more technological advances. Also, there's so many issues. It's just incredible.
That's David Subi. He is running for Minnesota House District 2B. He's the DFL candidate. You can find more information at electsubi42b.com. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Heidi.